With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A man heads to trial next week facing two counts of indecent assault against a child charges. He's accused of indecently touching a three-year-old victim. The grand court trial starts Monday. In other court news, it was a not guilty verdict for three men charged in a drug importation case. The jury returned a unanimous verdict in November after hearing evidence that the men's vessel accused of smuggling ganja was intercepted by the Coast Guard in stealth mode. The suspects reportedly attempted to flee, resulting in a collision, but maintained their innocence throughout the trial. A Caymanian is swept up in immigration and customs enforcement in the United States. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
A Caymanian man who left the island in 2013 saying he didn't feel safe living openly as gay is now in U.S. immigration detention. Alan Dabrio Marrero was taken into custody by ICE at a marriage-based green card interview in New York after officials flagged a missed 2022 court date tied to a letter his family says he never received. His relatives and New York church say he has no criminal record and have launched a GoFundMe to pay for lawyers and trips to the New Jersey Detention Center. His husband, Matthew Marrero, recalled the experience to ABC News 7.
We were scared, but we also felt like we've done everything right up to this point. My husband has been meticulous with his immigration paperwork.
Alan now has a temporary stay that pauses deportation while his lawyers ask a judge to reopen the case. His sister-in-law started a GoFundMe page and, alongside his New York church, is raising money for legal fees. Matthew says he hopes his husband will be home by Christmas. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
From today, the regiment is adjusting its bird flu precautionary sanitation operations in West Bay. The regiment was set up at two farms following the confirmation of H5N1 avian flu virus in West Bay late last month. The unit will continue their work at the farm the outbreak originated from. Other farms within a 500-meter radius have been given information and equipment by the Department of Agriculture to handle their own biosecurity measures from now on. This includes instructions on foot baths outside of coops, as well as personal hygiene methods. The DOA is also working with other farms across Grand Cayman, in particular those with a focus on poultry, to make sure they're properly protecting their animals and crops. And you heard it here Monday morning after Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles was stung in waters off Seven Mile Beach. And now it's official. The Department of Environment has issued a sea itch advisory. The DOE says when southwesterly winds occur, jellyfish travel on offshore currents and can be blown onshore. These appear to be, quote, thimble jellyfish larvae, which are known to cause sea itch when the larvae become trapped under swimwear. Symptoms include skin irritation and rash, so you're being asked to swim cautiously or consider avoiding the area altogether. The DOE says you should not apply fresh water to stings, which can actually worsen the irritation. Instead, spray the area with vinegar, and if the symptoms worsen, make sure to head to a doctor. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Alan Smith. With neither side showing any sign of backing down, border fighting between Cambodia and Thailand has intensified. The Thai military said three of its soldiers had been killed in border clashes since a ceasefire broke down on Sunday. Cambodia says Thai attacks have killed seven civilians. The International Criminal Court in The Hague has given a 20-year prison sentence to a Sudanese militia leader convicted of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Ali Mohammed Ali Abd al-Rahman, also known as Ali Kusheib, was found guilty in October on 27 counts, including murder, torture and rape. A fire at a multi-story building in the Indonesian capital has killed at least 20 people. Jakarta's police chief said firefighters were combing the building for any other victims. Ukraine is to send Washington new proposals on ending its war with Russia, although President Zelensky insists these will not include giving up territory. A plan put forward by the US required Ukraine to hand over large areas in the east of the country. A new law comes into force in a few hours' time in Australia, banning under 16s from social media platforms, including Snapchat, TikTok, and Instagram. The European Union has launched an investigation into Google to see if the company is misusing people's creative content to train its artificial intelligence service. Google said the probe risked stifling innovation. In Benin, the Chief of Army Staff, General Abuisa, and the head of the National Guard, Colonel Faisal Gumina, abducted during Sunday's failed coup, have been rescued in an intelligence-led operation. And the UN says a key report analysing major threats to the environment has been undermined by the United States and other countries unwilling to accept its conclusions. The report's co-chair, Sir Robert Watson, said the global environment outlook was hijacked mainly by the US, which he said didn't agree with anything about climate change, biodiversity, or fossil fuels. BBC News.